Couple of things I want to touch on this week, and this is just going to be a short show because I don't have anybody lined up. Maybe soon I plan on having David Twitchell on and my good buddy Art and some other people that'll be coming in to talk about different things. A couple of notes I want to make. Jim Mars passed away. He was only 73 years old. Jim Mars, known for his conspiracy books. And I actually did read part of his book called Rule by Secrecy. And I enjoyed, I thought it was informative, and certainly there could be some truth in that. Jim Mars is also closely associated with the JFK movie, the one that was done by Oliver Stone. Oliver Stone supposedly got a lot of, kind of got the idea for his movie from what Jim Mars wrote about the investigation. So he has been, supposedly he's been uncovering some truths about things, about JFK's assassination, who was behind it and why, and many other things. But he's also well known for his connection to Ancient Aliens. You may have seen him on there, Jim Mars, the guy with the hat and the beard, the friendly smile. I'm sure he's in a better place, but I think his mission here was to try to bring some truth forward, and how much of it, you know, is speculation, how much is truth. But he did believe that we were visited before by beings, and they've been interacting with us and been behind the scenes. And how much, I don't know. But David Twitchell did interview him, and David's going to talk to me down the road. And I never did talk to Jim Mars. I don't know if I ever even tried to contact him. But I liked some of the things he had to say. So maybe he was on the right track. You know, I've read some different articles about him online. And one website thanked Jim Mars for some of the things he really helped bring awareness to. And it involved John McCain. Now, I don't know if it's accurate or not, but supposedly McCain was trying to grab some property in Arizona. And Jim Mars was helping this man to understand his legal rights and what he could do. Now, if it's true what this man is saying, then people like McCain, who are looked as a hero, and, you know, he's been a senator for a long time. Is he who he appears to be? And I often wonder. I wonder that about people in the spotlight. You know, are they anybody that goes along with the system and thinks the system is wonderful and doesn't come out and totally rail on the system? Something that tells you that they're probably in somebody's pocket. That's what I think. And I'm not trying to start anything with anybody or anything, but I just think that the system is so corrupt and you are bought and paid for. And in order to stay in there, you're bought and paid for. And you better pledge allegiance to those that do that, or you will not get reelected. And even if you have the numbers and the money, they will find a way. If you don't play ball with them, who's they? And I'm not going to get into all that. But that's the things that Jim Mars seemed to look at. I don't dwell with that too much on this show because I don't want to bring people down through the hope of desperateness, disparity, lack of hope. You know, I think there always is that. And I think we're actually heading into a time of greater things coming forward. And I've said that over and over and over again, but it certainly looks like there's plenty of negative stuff going on too, right? What do you think about the potential nuclear showdown between the United States and North Korea and maybe China and some of the other countries of the world? Is that something that concerns you? And I think we all should be concerned, but, you know, instead of living in fear, what's the worst thing that could happen? We could all be gone tomorrow, and then it wouldn't matter. So I look at it as, become aware, shed light on it, send love to all those involved. You know, there are those that are saying, and whether or not it's true, but it certainly makes sense because you think we would have destroyed ourselves by now. And I can look at the evidence of UFO interaction. There are those that have been saying for a long time that these beings from other planets, and maybe not just physical beings, but maybe spirit beings, have been interacting with us, and they've had our best intention at heart. It's kind of like a federation of planets, of the good guys. And they have been keeping us from annihilating ourselves. You can go back to the 60s and 70s during the Cold War when these UFOs showed up at missile silos and they shut down all the power. Now, why were they doing that? Because I think they were telling us that you're not going to do this. You're not going to fight. You're not going to destroy the planet. There was a time when they didn't interfere, and something changed. And because they don't believe, it's just like Star Trek, if you've ever seen the show, non-interference. But according to what I've read, and I don't know if it's the truth, we decided to make Earth a peaceful place. We made this decision in 1987, the first harmonic convergence. Had we not done that, a asteroid would have hit the Earth and wiped out most of the population. Remember all those asteroid movies that came out around the same time? There were a couple of them. And those asteroid movies were actually picking up on a vibration of something that was going to come forward. Anytime they make a movie, they're picking up on something that is a plan that's set in motion. And because we, as a group of beings, shifted the consciousness, our consciousness, to one of where we're going to let Earth continue to be destroyed, although it's not being destroyed, continue to be abused by those that live here, we stopped that. And we said we're going to move forward with light and we want to support Earth. This is what I'm reading on other sites. And because we made that cosmic, that conscious choice, we altered our future. And our future now is one of the Earth is evolving and moving towards the fifth dimension, and we are evolving with it. And nothing is going to stand in the way of that. Now, the beings of the light, they don't come out and just do stuff, unlike the beings of darkness. So they'll let things go, but they'll only step in when they absolutely have to, because they, you know, the greatest respect is to allow things to be, and that's the way the universe operates. It allows things to be. So there are those, I believe, and we've seen the interaction going back actually to the 50s even, the 40s maybe, the 50s, and you can point to Frank Ficino, and when he talked about the Flatwoods Monster, we had all those ships showing up, several different types of ships that came here, and they were to... It's like they were observing us and keeping an eye on what we were doing. So were they part of a federation? It's four different ships at least that showed up in 1953. And there were reports all over the place of these ships being everywhere and all these different ones. So it's not just one group, not one race that's coming here and interacting. People think it's always the grays with the big eyes. There's a lot of different other ones, some that look exactly like us, just like us, that are probably walking the streets with us. You know, they're out there. People said they'd meet them. Do I believe them? I think so. I think I believe that some people have. There was a woman I knew years ago. Boy, this had to be back in the 90s. Maybe not that long ago. I think it was the 90s. And she heard me talking about UFOs on the air, and she came in privately and told me she went down to a conference in Chicago, and she said, these alien beings were just like us, and they were everywhere, and they were interacting with her and several others. And boy, I sure wish I would have went to that. Now, for the longest time, I wasn't sure if I believed her or not, but I tend to believe that there's probably some truth in that. And I think that we've been interacting, and certain people have kind of been invited to be a part of that. Those that are ready, those that are connected to that, have had those interactions. And they have been coming here and keeping us from destroying ourselves. And we're at the point now where that's just not going to happen. I mean, I hope that's absolutely true. I really believe it probably is. But there's a little bit of me that goes, I don't know. You know, you look at what's going on in the news and how much of that is posturing and just trying to frighten people. And that's the worst thing. You know, you don't want to be frightened by it. Because, like I say, what's the worst thing that can happen? Poof, we're gone. We won't even know it. We'll be in another place, and it'll be a lot better. So I don't fret on it, and no, I don't think anybody should, but that's up to you. If you want to dig a hole in the planet, maybe go to the hollow earth. Hang out there. So that topic doesn't concern me too much about annihilation, because even though it appears in the news that, you know, the news is so distracting, and they do not come close to telling the truth. And they maybe drop little hints every so often. But network news is really meant to get you riled up. They want you to have an emotional, not just to get you to watch them, but you're feeding dark energy. When you get afraid, dark energy lives off of that. Is that what you want to do? Now, there's a lot of you that, and I want to touch on this. I know this show is all over the place. A couple of other things I want to touch on. Marijuana, legalization of marijuana. And it's funny because my friend Andy was in and we were talking about this. And he says, I never give it too much thought. I thought, well, you know, a little bit of weed's not going to kill you. Might even help you. I don't know. In the natural form, the cannabis form, it could heal disease. I really believe that for sure. But it's not something you get high off of. So what about legalizing marijuana and allowing people to smoke it? Does it create a society of people that just don't care? And Andy, who owns a business, told me, he can't hire anybody because this, he says, a younger generation. Now, this is not to pinpoint anybody, so realize I'm not doing that. But according to him, there's a lot of people that are smoking pot, and a lot of these people just don't care. And their attitude is one of paranoia. Their attitude is one of, they need praise all the time, and then they also just don't want to work. They just don't want to work. And, you know, I think in our nature, we don't want to work to begin with because, I mean, a lot of us do it, but really we're meant to be free. None of this should be this difficult. So I can understand why these beings that are coming to the planet now think work is stupid, because someday we'll realize that. But until we figure out how to manifest completely, then you're almost going to need to do something to feed yourself, right? You're going to have to do some physical, whether you want to do it or not. Plus, you know, I think, you know, people will smoke and take drugs and natural things, and they'll have a high, and they'll experience maybe higher consciousness. And I just don't know. To me, that's not necessary. I don't need to take anything to get me to that point. I don't want to. I've tried marijuana in the past. There were times I thought it really made me see things in such a unique light. It's like, wow, I never would have thought of this if I wasn't smoking weed. Me and my friends would sit around, yeah, me too. But, you know, it also made us lazy. It kind of made us where we didn't want to interact. And I got off of it because I wanted to have a career in radio. So that was several years ago, over 40 years ago, or close to 40. And I just thought, it messes with me too much. If I have to speak, I can't do it clearly. I can't do a good job. So I don't do that anymore. I have nothing against people that do it, but does it have a long-term effect? And Andy, and I think so too. I think what I've witnessed in my life, and I haven't known a ton of people, and I've been away from that culture for a while, but I've witnessed that people just didn't seem to care about anything. And some of you will say, I smoke it all the time, it's not a problem, blah, blah, blah. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's when you're younger, it affects things, and then as you get older, I don't know. If you need it and it helps you with pain, I have nothing against you. You know, do what you have to do. But I'm just saying, is this just another thing that they want to give us to keep us from waking up? There are so many things they're doing to keep us from waking up. And are you going to allow that to happen? When you cave into that and say, oh, this is great, and then something else comes along, oh, this is great. Got my cell phone, got my marijuana, got my alcohol, all these things that lower our vibration that don't allow us to fully see. So when you're truly serious about raising your vibration, you know, maybe you cut back on those things. Maybe you avoid some of those things. You know, and those things were invented to keep you at a certain level. If that's true, then you're letting them win. And my point is, do you want that to happen? Or do you want to stand up and say, I want to be free. I want to be as free as I can be. Now, there are some natural things I'm sure that can elevate you and not mess with your body physically. Maybe they'll change a little bit of your brain. Like mushrooms and things like that. People talk about, you know, shamans using peyote to go into altered states. But ultimately, someday, we are going to be enlightened enough. We're going to have so much of our brain open that we won't need to do those things. Because anything that alters who I am, I'm not really in favor of that anymore. Although I still have a beer or two. I still like to have some once in a while just to relax, or, you know, I like having a beer or two. But other than that, I don't need it for anything other than getting together and socializing with somebody. And even then, I can live without it. Water is such a better thing. It really makes us, you know, right now I've got a little bit of cold. Maybe you can tell my voice is kind of raspy. But it's because I haven't been drinking my water, but I've sure been drinking a few beers. Well, just during the summer, I might have one or two beer a night when I cook out. Yeah, I might have a beer or whatever, so, you know. And I haven't been getting my rest, so I got a little bit of a cold. I haven't been taking my vitamins neither. So that's all part of it. You know, an attitude is everything. It really is about health. We know that. One other thing I wanted to touch on before I got done here with this short little segment that I'm going to post on my website. I don't know who is, how I wound up being on a Spanish, it looks like a Spanish site. It's basically my shows, the writing is in Spanish, and when I go to click on them, my shows are there, and they're English. So somebody, whether it's from Spain or South America or Central America or somewhere, Mexico, has decided to take my shows. And I think what I'll do is I'll post a link so you can go see that for yourself if you want. It's interesting because they got all these ads, and I'm thinking, how come I don't have all these ads? Are they making money off of my show? Which is, if they are, you know what, I don't really care. Doesn't matter. That's cool, though. It's good. I thought maybe there would be a Spanish version of me speaking, which I don't know Spanish, so somebody would have had to translate, you know, while I said something. Anyway, if you're connected to that in any way, or you know somebody, get a hold of me. We can talk. I'd just be curious why you're doing that. Maybe you want to spread the word. Maybe you like what you hear. Maybe you just found this and you think it's weird. I don't know. Doesn't really matter, does it? That's all I'm going to do this time around. Coming up, though, in the near future, I'll talk to my good friend David Twitchell, who has been a UFO investigator his going back to the early 60s when he first saw one, and it kind of ripped open the sky, and there was like smoke, and then his whole family witnessed one. And my buddy Art, who wants to add more to his story about Melvin Brown, the Roswell witness, and a few other things we want to talk about. And, of course, part of what we're going to talk about is Jim Mars, who passed away recently at 73. He's written lots of books. Most of them were conspiracy-related books. Rule by Secrecy was the first book I ever read, I believe, by him. Maybe the only book I read. But I know he also has a strong belief in ancient aliens. And I think his stuff is worth reading. And certainly, I'm guessing his spirit has moved on and is in a better place, and he came here to get people to see some things, and maybe he accomplished that. I don't know. Anyway, I hope you have a blessed, wonderful day and weekend or week. I'm going to be taking some time off, and I'll be back soon. And again, if you want to contact me about anything, feel free to send me an email. TJ@up.net. Take care, blessings, namaste, love and joy.